USA Chat, May 31st, 2022. Everybody remains silent until Sat joins the meeting.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Sajun. Thank you so much for giving us this time. Let's all participate and take advantage of this opportunity.
Bauer says hi, and with Sat's permission, shares her experience.
This maybe sounds silly, Sachin, but I was thinking today that I know that being a parent on this path, you have made being a parent so much better, and you have given us so many tools for ourselves, for bettering our family, for bettering our children, for helping our children. And of course, I'm beyond grateful for that. And last night, when you did that meditation with the kids in the transformation room, I saw it in a different light, one that I hadn't really considered before. And I feel silly that I hadn't considered it this way. But I saw that these children, to some extent, have their own paths. And I was so touched and I was so happy for them. And somehow I had always seen it as like, I'm Luca's parent, I'm on this path. Therefore, I can help him. But to see them using your tools and asking you questions and getting guidance directly from you, it was just such a beautiful experience. And I was so happy for them. And I'm so grateful. And I was so excited to see that opportunity and that part of that for them. Thank you.
Yeah, this is a very good and big point. Because once they participate on their own, they don't have to go through all sorts of pain to find their own way later on in life. It seems like it's given to them from the get-go. And they see it and they use it. Like yesterday after meditation, a couple of the kids expressed how they use it and how much they benefit from it. So that's really, like you said, their path is being paved for them.
Wow, thank you.
Sachin, this is Radha, and I was going to share about the same thing, so I'll share now if that's okay. I shared this after the meditation also. When you were doing the meditation with the kids, when you were talking to them beforehand, you told them that this meditation, the trust meditation, the promise will give them a confidence that will help keep them from getting too sensitive and basically, I think, going with their emotions as they get older in life, it will give them a self-confidence. And then we did the meditation and you talked to them afterwards, and I was left with this feeling. There's all of the amazing, miraculous changes that I can see and put my finger on in my life, in my family's life. They're too numerous to count. But yesterday, I felt what was unseen, what I couldn't see. I felt how much there is that I can't see. I felt you elevating all of us and now our children, too. And I don't know if I can put it into words exactly, but just to, for a moment, get a glimpse of all of the things that you do that I can't even see and I'm not aware of was majestic. It really was.
Thank you.
Sachin, this is Mansoor.
Hi, Mansoor. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I had this sharing. I felt like share it every day while I was gone. But over the past few days that I was traveling and I was away, I felt like miracles were happening left and right. I'm not exaggerating by any stretch. Impossible things would just line up and problems would be solved. And it really got me to think about grace for sure, but also about the promise. And I feel so indebted and grateful for how things just flew so easily, despite what appeared to be insurmountable obstacles that, towards what I was trying to accomplish there. So I just wanted to say thank you for all your attention and for your love. I don't know how what I can say to even express my gratitude. On that note, I went back and read the passage about promise, and I realized that the promise is only for when things need to be done, not our frivolous worldly desires, but when things are. And I felt, you had given me confirmation that the motivation for my trip was, you know, necessary. It was something that I should be doing. And I felt that it was, the fact that they were lining up in this way was further confirmation that, your validation was, all just so accurate and so to the point, because it was just working out. Things were just incredibly working out. So just wanted to share that and say thank you.
Well, I'm glad that the grace was very evident on your trip and unexpectedly dissolved everything that, like you said, it could have been different. Yes, this grace is just amazing, just amazing. How we are all being supported by it, and our family, and whoever touches our atmosphere.
Hi, Sachin, this is Nilu.
Hi, Nilu.
I don't want to repeat exactly what everyone else just shared, but I can't really help but I don't know how to express my gratitude with this past few days. I have been really, really feeling the importance and experiencing the importance of all the tools and wisdom and everything that you share with us. And sometimes situations, whether they're good or bad, comes up that you really feel the magnitude of it in your life and how it changed you. And it's just, it's the same wisdom and same tool, but in a much different level as we grow with it. And I really, really, from the bottom of my heart, wanted to express my gratitude to you, to the truth, to all the wisdom you share. And another thing I wanted to say, I was thinking how this grace that Mansoor was talking is not really time-bounded. It has its own timing for things to the best way. And thank you for letting us know all the time that we are under this umbrella of grace. I really am grateful and I love you.
Thank you, Nilu.
Salam Sajunam, this is Gopi. And as always, I thank you so very much for all these rare and wonderful opportunities. I have a sharing and a question. You say, you have said this so many times, being aware of unconscious thoughts means to be aware of yourself, or be vigilant to yourself and be conscious of yourself. Recently, I have found out that being aware of my breathing and paying attention to my breathing helps me to stay and be more aware of myself. I can stay there longer with either eyes open during the day, daily activities, or during my meditations. And I've been contemplating on this breathing, and focusing on that for a few days. And then today I saw, you're saying in one of the DVDs that you say this, that the body is linked to the existence by the breath. I would like to ask you if you please elaborate on that more. And that's the home DVD that you say that. Thank you.
The breath, everything is connected to existence, meaning that without existence it would not have appearance to it. But the reason you feel calm concentrating on the breath, because breath is directly linked to the mind. Although the essence of breath is from existence. And if you notice when you get excited, your breathing gets faster. And when you pay attention at your breathing, it slows it down. Now, a lot of people recommend watching the breath as meditation. I don't. I think if it helps you in the beginning, by all means. But to have an object to concentrate on instead of being directly connected to the source is not a shortcut. So that's why I did not do it myself. But I don't, there are a lot of people that do it and it's really wonderful for them. And they should continue, but eventually this attention to the breath is not end all. You know, you can use it as a vehicle to go to silence, but to feel like you need this vehicle to get to silence is just prolonging your time.
Thank you, Sachina.
I just want you to know a lot of teachers recommend that, and there is such a practice in India. It's just that since you asked me, I have to tell you what I have done, and that was not one of them.
Thank you so much.
Now, if a child is angry, or if we feel angry and we cannot stop, it's really, really good to pay attention at the breathing and guide the breathing to softer and gentler. Or if we have an anxiety or something, I highly recommend watching the breathing and directing it at those times. Just not permanent.
Sachin, this is Farnaz, and I wanted to share something. I hope it's inspiring or helpful to some extent for some people. Recently, you gave some help and correction for to a group of us to understand them, that when we judge or criticize or even talk about other groups in the society, not just people, but things in the society, actually we are shining the ego. And at that point, I thought that I understood that, okay, so criticizing, judgment, and anything in that group of thoughts is for shining of ego and it's not worthy. But then I noticed this is just the tip of the iceberg, and I noticed a lot of thoughts, maybe most of thoughts, are somehow and to some extent shining the ego. And I thought that maybe like a good way to help us vigilant when we want to say anything, noticing that and help ourselves to be more aware and to choose silence versus talking. And is there anything else that you can help us to be more quiet and have less talk and be a better listener?
Are you talking on behalf of everybody on the chat or yourself?
For myself, for sure, I like...
Because for yourself, we had a long talk about that this morning. It was very private, and it was just fit for you. And the question you just asked was answered in three different time that you and I spent it together. So my suggestion would be, not only for you, for everybody, if you ask a question, not just from me, from anybody that you trust, then the answer that comes should become your focal point. And I see so often that is a question asked of me, and I put all my attention on it and give an answer to it. And then the same person asked the same question. You know, Baba talked to me maybe a few sentences. And those sentences, few, not just hours after hours and years after years, those are the ones that are the dearest my memory with him. And those are the ones that I use daily. So just the fact that we repeat the same thing that we have talked about, particularly if it's one-on-one, then I would say we need to spend more time in silence and more time listening and less time looking for a way out or for solution. Now, if we can let go of finding solution and really stay in that moment of hearing, it will penetrate without much effort.
Thank you, Zach.
Hi, Sachin. It's Little Flower. When everyone was talking about the grace and anytime when I tell you, oh my gosh, this miracle happened, that miracle happened in my life, and you always say it's the grace. And I told you last year that for me, you are the grace. But I wanted to ask you, the precision with which the grace does all of these things, I can think, okay, it's the nature of the grace, but I think it's even beyond the nature of the grace. There's just this precision with which the grace operates, and I see it in action in all of our lives. What is that? I mean, that precision and the timeliness and the way that it presents itself and shows up for us. And what is that, June?
Yeah. I wish I could give you an answer. I don't know. I don't know. I'm also like yourself, just witnessing this beauty in action. And even if I have an opinion, it will degrade the grace. It will belittle the grace because it's just an opinion. So let's leave the grace free in our lives. And I honestly couldn't give it any type of answer to that, except to gratitude, I think. That's it, gratitude.
Thank you, Satya.
For about 2 minutes, everybody stays silent, and then Kavi says,
Sachin, this is Kavi. I had an experience for the last few days from parenting. I've been really trying to do that practice of just watching my kid, just watching, just empty, just really watching to see if I can, from a fresh place, see what's going on with him. And we were walking yesterday, and I was just doing it because there was some sort of mood or something going on. And I was just watching. And something happened in that I just felt so quiet all of a sudden inside. And then I could just feel he kind of felt quiet. And whatever I was looking for, it wasn't there. It was just this peaceful mellowness emerged. And like there was nothing, there was not a problem to look for. And I just really, really got to see that the watching, while I've seen so many times that I get a freshness from watching or a fresh look at what's going on, that's helpful for sure, that this watching really helped me have a quieter mind. And then I was just so much more open. And then I felt him getting quieter and being more open. And it was really beautiful. And we had just a beautiful time after that. And I was just really appreciative. And I think there's so much more to get out of this. And I was just really, I'm excited to just keep doing it more and more. And I just wanted to say thank you.
That is very good. Yeah. When we're watching and we become one string of watch and all the other senses just sort of die down, you merge with what you watch in silence. When I say merge, means differences of you and the object of watching, it goes out of focus, and only the existence, which is the silence and stillness, stays. And the same thing with hearing. When you put all your attention to hear, say you're walking and that's all you do, again, the nature, not as a tree to become one with your body, no. It becomes one string of consciousness without different faces.
Wow, thank you.
Is there anybody else before we go that they're debating about talking or not talking?
Salam Tachunam Taminam.
Salam Taminijan.
Just wanted to share something with you.
Sure.
About that meditation that we talked about on the last chat. That I told you that I meditate with you, and you were saying to pay attention to your body and then pay attention to your surroundings, see where you're sitting.
I do
that meditation often. I do it like 5-6 times a day as I'm just sitting watching TV or cooking or, you know, sitting in a car. I just try to just look in my body and look into myself and see what I'm sitting and what I'm doing and my surrounding. And it's very interesting to me. It's takes me back to silence more often. And I enjoy that. Although I get the, you know, it's kind of, I get the confirmation from my body that I never had before. It's like I feel the existence and I just want to thank you for that.
Very good practice. Continue. Yeah, it's very good practice. Because even when you become aware of sitting in the car, aware of immediately you are aware, you are not thinking about your next step of getting out of the car. You are present. And it does, it should take you to silence. The mind doesn't have any activity to do once the light is on itself rather than outside. There is a saying in Farsi, I hope somebody can translate it. Even in Farsi, I don't know it. میگن چراغی که به خانه حرام است چیه جریانش؟ Who can say that?
چراغی که به خانه رواست به مسجد حرام است. If you need a light in your house, you do not take it to the mosque. You use it yourself.
What it really means in English is what she's practicing. Why put the light of your intellect outside into things, which we can call it masjid, when you need it inside of you, when you need to light your own self. On that note, namaste to all of you. Have a wonderful week. And may we all choose stillness over noise. Bye.